The Old Man and His Girlfriend. In some sense, there is a message behind this message of someone who desires to be loved and cared for. King Solomon says this, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm, but how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer." Ecclesiastes 4, 9-12a, New Living Translation. When I was young, I was working in a nursing facility in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had a cantankerous old man in the nursing home. Each day when this pretty young nurse, actually a nurse's aide, would come in, she would give this old man a kiss on the lips. This settled him right down. The Bible tells us, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7. Even this 30-year-old computer and printer I am using today is saying, "Will it be you or me that is going first? Youth is gone, pleasures of life are gone, strength is gone." I thought it was interesting that God gave King David a young virgin wife to comfort and keep him warm in his old age, although he had no sexual relationship with her. Let's read about it. King David was now very old, and no matter how many blankets covered him, he could not keep warm. So his advisors told him, "Let us find a young virgin to wait on you and look after you, my lord. She will lie in your arms and keep you warm." So they searched throughout the land of Israel for a beautiful girl, and they found Abishag from Shunem and brought her to the king. The girl was very beautiful, and she looked after the king and took care of him, but the king had no sexual relations with her. So Bathsheba went into the king's bedroom. He was very old now, and Abishag was taking care of him. Bathsheba bowed down before the king. 1 Kings 1, 1-4, and verse 15, New Living Translation. As we age, our need for love is still strong, but it changes from season to season, from physical, emotional, companionship, to caretaker, and then death. There is a time to be born and a time to die, Ecclesiastes 3:2. But you will not know this until you have walked the path of life and into the doorway of death. I had an older gentleman send me an email stating that if you took the world's population and averaged the longevity of life, that it would be only around 61. The gentleman was in his 80s that sent me this email. I wrote back and said, "It sounds like we need to prepare ourselves to meet God. Have you prepared your heart to meet the Lord?"